We're delighted to welcome into the studio. We're getting a lot of people back into the studio these days. Justin Dahlenberg, restaurateur extraordinaire now. Aren't you, Justin?
Yeah. I'm restaurateur. That's right. I'm loving it.
Okay. We got Grand River.
Yep.
Veritas.
Yep.
Dahlenbergers. In Tecumseh.
Yep. Tecumseh, yeah.
Marshall. For Grand River.
Yeah.
I'm counting five.
Yeah. Right now, five, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Manchester Market is about to be finished. That's our expansion of Grand River Brewery. So we ran out of space, believe it or not.
Really?
In Jackson. Yeah, we've been processing our own beef. So we don't use boxed beef really anymore. We do whole steers from local farmers. So those take up a lot of space. So we needed a place to do our butchering, and then also our bakeries expanded quite a bit. We make all the buns for Dahlenbergers now, and they go through a couple a day. So we had to find somewhere to do more production, and the little Manchester Market seemed like the perfect place. So we're going to do a little grocery store, bakery, butcher shop. We're going to have a little farmer's market in there. Something new and interesting for us to spread our wings and share our love of food.
You're putting together a regular community.
Yeah, we keep building, we have great team and some really passionate people. So that's why we're able to do it.
It's funny because I was just working on a story for Monday, and this business is closing because they can't find good people to work.
We don't have that problem.
Yeah.
In fact, I guess
you're lucky.
Yeah, I think that every day. I think we're extremely lucky. We typically have more amazing people than we have great positions to put them in, but that's why we keep building more businesses, honestly. Really, like, our mission is just to keep growing and growing and growing as long as we have the people to do it, and so far, so good.
So, Justin, how did all this happen? is there a...
All what?
Nickel story here, or...
Of how all these restaurants happened?
Well, yeah, how you became head of it.
I've been a restaurant consultant now for 6 or 7 years or more.
Right.
And, I moved back from Colorado. My wife and I were in the hotel business out there. And, I worked at Amway Hotel Corporation in Grand Rapids when I first moved back. But then I really wanted to be in the hospitality restaurant world. So I went and worked at Zingerman's and kind of learned how they did business. Still have a lot of respect for them. And then started opening up restaurants. The first one that I did was Salt Springs Brewery in Saline. That was a great practice place for us. And then, we've helped open several restaurants in the Metro Detroit and Ann Arbor area. And, John Burko was one of our clients when we were a young consulting company. And, John and I became really good friends. And, eventually we became business partners and opened the Marshall location, and then we built and helped open Veritas for our wives, and then things just kept rolling after that, and just recently John decided that he wanted to move into a big passion of his life, which is politics and working with his son out in Pennsylvania, so he did that, so I took over. But that's pretty much how this whole thing happened.
Interesting. And then, of course, you're in a pandemic.
Well, that was kind of the...
you didn't plan on that.
Yeah, that was sort of what perpetuated this whole movement. That's how Dahlenbergers happened. Honestly, I think I sat at home for 2 weeks after everything got closed down, and I was angry. I was confused. I didn't know what to do. So after 2 weeks, I just did what any normal person would do, and I went and I attempted to take a dishwasher out at the Jackson Grand River Brewery, and then I ended up renovating the entire kitchen. I mean, we completely gutted it, all new floors, all new plumbing, all new everything. And in that sort of heat of the moment, that's when we decided, well, we're not just going to sit around and do nothing. So we're like, well, let's do something. And so one of our friends and now partner had a old Taco Bell in Tecumseh, and he was like, well, you know, I got this empty space, and like, you know, I really love hamburgers. And I'm like, well, you ever heard of Dahlenburgers? And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, Dahlenburgers, you know, it's our burger restaurant that we're going to open one day. And I'm thinking we're going to do this in like 5 years, right? You know, I'm like not ready to do a new concept right now. And well, he's like, well, let's do it right now. I mean, what do you mean right now? This is literally in, I think, October, right? So, of course, you know, we give ourselves 5 or 6 months and we open it up in May. And that's how that happened. It was just kind of a, hey, the world kind of sucks right now. Let's try to be a ray of sunshine. And we had a 4-block long line for 3 or 4 weeks. It was insane. Honestly, it was mm-hmm. incredible. And then we decided to do another one here in Jackson. You know, this is our hometown. This is where we do our day-to-day business. You know, this is where our team is. So, and that one got received just as well as Tecumseh. So it's been a blessing, to be honest with you.
It's kind of a neat location.
It's really cool. The old train depot. It's really cool. It's a super.
So that's worked out well?
Very well. Yeah. We've added, you know, almost 40 new jobs during a pandemic. So we're really proud of that. And we've brought back nearly 100% of our team pre-closing. So that was a really important thing to us, is that we would bring back as many people as possible when we could reopen.
You must have quite a few employees.
Yeah, we have over 300.
Do you really? Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
That is a big number.
Yeah, big team.
Yeah.
Big team, yeah. We got to figure out, you know, how many soccer fields we need when we do a team get together.
So as you take over, Justin, you and your wife, any changes? You're just going to roll with the punches here or what?
You know, I wouldn't say change, evolution for sure. I mean, you know, our focus right now is really, we had a lot of different projects in the hopper before we shut down. You know, we plan on opening a couple more Grand River breweries here in the next couple of years and some pretty amazing, unique locations. We definitely plan to expand Dahlenburgers. And then, you know, we're really working on taking what we do on the road. So we got a food truck in the works right now. It's actually parked in my driveway, and I kind of tinker with it when I get time. But, yeah, we're going to be able to...
You don't have a lot of time.
Well, I do it after the kids go to bed. You know, okay. I kind of just go out there, spotlights and power tools, and try to keep the noise down. But, yeah, we're going to be able to offer, you know, factories and different companies like either Grand River Brewery or Dahlenburgers to come pull up and feed your crew, or we want to take it to county fairs and music festivals and things like that. So we started piloting this for the last couple of years with like tents and deep fryers, and we were literally loading up a box truck with all this stuff, unloading it, setting up a tent. And then after doing that about 20 times, it got a little tiring. So we're like, let's just build a food trailer. So that's something fun we're doing right now to kind of expand our offerings of what we do.
Talk about the Grand River and Veritas. What's the situation with both those? Is it 50% open or?
Yeah, 50% open or 100%. So we have, you know, pretty much exactly 100 seats in each of those. You know, we're opening up the patio this week for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
So that's going to be, I guess I'll talk about that for a second. That's going to be huge. We are so stoked. That's brewery Christmas for us. So, I mean, it really is.
It's and you couldn't have it last year.
It was devastating. I'm not going to lie. We got shut down the day before St. Patrick's Day. I mean, you talk about...
I remember it well.
It was terrible. I do too.
It
was
awful. Changed my schedule.
Yeah, I was like, well, that just ruined the whole year, you know, like just throw away that year. So this year we're like, okay, we are going to go big, which we are. We've never activated the patio for St. Patrick's Day in Jackson ever. And we all decided as a team, we're like, we don't care if it's snowing and negative 20 degrees outside. We're taking the walls off of the tent. So that will all be open for seating. The entire patio will be open for seating. The side patio will be open for seating. We will have outdoor fireplaces going. We'll have an outdoor bar with our own Irish cream, our new Dead Man's Bounty whiskey, which we're releasing on St. Patrick's Day, which is a bourbon that we aged in Dead Man's Hand bourbon barrel stout aged beer, right? So that's coming out. So we're basically making our own car bombs, right? So we have that going on. Yeah, but we don't. We're not calling it that. We're not putting unnamed big spirits in there. But it's our own stuff, which is cool. It's got the Blarney Stone Stout, and we have Freckle Faced Hustler coming out that day. We of course have Green 313 Polish Lager, and then we'll have Monkey Mouth out on that tap too. And then obviously we got Kegs and Eggs starting at 7 a.m. going till 11 a.m. And we're going to have radio broadcast that morning. And then we're going to have our, you know, corned beef and cabbage, shepherd's pie, you know, all the Dublin Lawyer, my favorite Irish special. Fat, rich, and drunk. That's why it's called that. Anyway, sorry.
That's fine.
Just cracks me up. So anyway, we have all those great Irish food specials all day. And then, of course, we have music the entire day. It's going to be awesome. And thank goodness we have more space than we know what to do with. So, yes, we're going to have it at 50% occupancy, but we have a large campus to utilize since we're using the outside.
Jackson's probably ready for it.
I would imagine so. Yeah, I would liken it to kids on the last day of school. I mean, that's how I feel about
yeah.
it. It's like the most exciting thing of the year, you know. So,
who runs your brewery operation?
His name's Blake Wyant. So you mean like making the beer or like running the front?
Yeah, or assessing it, making sure.
Okay, so there's two people.
Everything's up to your code.
Blake runs the front of the house, you know, the restaurants, you know. So he oversees the Jackson and the Marshall Brewery. So, you know, everybody calls him the sheriff. You know, he makes sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
In the restaurants. And then there's Wyatt Andrews, which, you know, he is a beer alchemist. I mean, this guy is the most talented brewer I've ever met in my entire life. And I'm being serious. I mean, I've never had a beer except one, which I make fun of him about all the time because it was a terrible experiment, and he knows it, that he's made. And I mean, he's made hundreds of beers since I met him. Wyatt Andrews, yeah, he's super, super talented. He's also an English major, so he's very well spoken, and he makes the most amazing descriptions for beer. But, you know, he is really the mastermind behind all the beer. I can't take 1 ounce of credit for any of it, other than the fact that I'll taste it frequently and let him know if it's really good. But, you know, he's very creative. He understands what people want, when they want it. You know, he's very good about seasonal releases. He's very good about quantities, keeping things fresh. And he mixes it up, too. You know, he's really gotten into lagering beer. So he's doing beers that take, you know, 3 to 6 months to lager and prepare. And then he's also making beers that take 2 years.
We're seeing more and more people move into exotic beers, especially the younger crowd.
Oh, 100%. Fruit beers are super popular right now. I mean, that's like, you know, fruit beers, sour beers, you know, barrel-aged beers are kind of like, you know, falling off a little bit. They're always going to have their place in the world, I think.
Well, like a dart?
Yeah, like, you know, like their barrel-aged stout. Like, there's always going to be a market for that because it's special, you know? You put beer in a barrel and you forget about it for 18 months. There's something.
Truck drivers like that.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. I must be a truck driver. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, the weird beers, I guess, is what I like to call them. Yeah, the weird beers are people are into that, you know, especially fruity beers, which I never thought was going to be a thing. But like now, like everybody wants their IPA with like some kind of fruit in it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Which we do quite a bit of that. And we use exotic fruit, you know, like he does a dragon fruit beer, which is like awesome. Passion fruit, Passiflora Gold is one of the beers that he makes. So, yeah.
Talk about Veritas a little bit.
Sure. So that restaurant, you know, we just relaunched that, and we decided to not do.
I know it was closed for a while.
It was, yep. And then, you know, without having a lot of the office business downtown, we decided to not do lunch. We're just doing dinner Tuesday through Saturday. And to be honest with you, we're just as busy, if not busier, only doing that. So we've taken some small parties. We're not really able to do a whole lot, but we have a lot of great event space there. We have the second story boardroom that can, you know, seat up to 24 people. We have the third floor that we can seat 260 people, and then we have the back room, which we call the parlor room, that can seat up to 60. You know, we have a lot of space. We can't really utilize it fully, but
eventually you'll do receptions.
Oh gosh, we've already started booking for the summer. We're banking on the fact that, you know, this whole thing is going to clear up and we're going to be open 100% by the summer. We also have the patio, which we're going to open up in the next, you know, month or so. We have some really great seating out there, and we have that beautiful artwork by IML Co. There in the alleyway. And the food right now is absolutely insane. I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but we have probably one of the best sushi chefs in the state of Michigan, Bo Keller. She's from Korea, and she's got a real passion for it. So our sushi program's taken off. Our chef, Tyler Salgett, is absolutely incredible. He's been doing specials that come out every Thursday. So we have 3 to 4 unique specials. He's always bringing in different fresh fish for that every weekend. So it's exciting.
So you're Tuesday through Sunday?
Tuesday through Saturday.
Through Saturday.
Yep, closed Sunday, Monday. Yep, we open at 4. We have a happy hour from 4 to 5, and then we're open until 9 o'clock, and then through the weekdays, and then weekends we're open until 11.
With limited seating, should you make a reservation?
Absolutely. That is 100% a reservation restaurant, yeah. Especially Friday and Saturday night. I mean, really Thursday nights now too. Tuesday and Wednesdays, you're probably okay walking in, but I would highly suggest doing reservations at that restaurant. It helps us prepare too. So
again, remind everybody about St. Patrick's, because it sounds like it's going to be a blockbuster for you guys.
Oh, yeah. St. Patrick's Day is going to be huge. And, I mean, you know, even at Veritas, they're going to do some St. Patrick's Day specials. But really, the breweries, I mean, we make a beer, Blarney Stone. We put it on a nitro tap, which makes it really creamy, you know, and awesome. We made the Dead Man's Bounty, which is our new bourbon barrel-aged stout whiskey that's being released, and then we also make our own Irish cream. We have Freckle Faced Hustler coming out, which is an Irish red, and then we also have, you know, our green beer, of course, to be festive. Live music all day, going to be awesome. A brunch from 7 a.m. to 11, so kegs and eggs is what we call that, and then Irish food specials all day. So it's going to be awesome. And I will be there in and out throughout the day, helping serve the bombs at the bar outside, because I just want to make sure people really get the true flavor.
You want the forecast?
Yes, I do. Yes, please.
Partly sunny and 50.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
No.
It's going to be epic. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's perfect for you guys.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be the best St. Patrick's Day, I think, in the history.
Wear your green sweater.
Yeah, and we have swag for sale. I actually have the new 2021.
Nice.
Here, I'll turn around real quick and show you.
Grand River Brewery.
Yeah, Grand River Brewery, St. Patrick's Day t-shirts. We have St. Patrick's Day trucker hats coming. We have the 2021 St. Patrick's Day pint glasses coming out. And we got a couple other things, too. So it's going to be cool.
Wow. You're going to have a busy, hopefully a busy spring and summer.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We can't wait. I mean, the sunshine is awesome for everybody, and you know, and like patio season for us is our favorite time of the year. So
hey, thanks for coming out. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Greg.
Justin Dahlenberg from Grand River Veritas Dahlenberger.